section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 14, Episode Number 2 and 107 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special people this week. We have the 2006-2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the future champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, and the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Shatit. So let's get the results of week number one for KSL. Doug over Joe, Dave Nanigay over Johnny Oberg, Brian Shatit over Eric Van Hefty. And then we have Palmer. Gosh, I can't talk. Palmer defeating Borman and David Pate taking on, well, he owned Kevin Smith.
And you forgot one, Andy.
No, I didn't.
You forgot one.
So what was the game of the week? No, there's not one. I forgot. I'm telling you right now.
You forgot one. You forgot one.
Oh, Andy over Aaron. So let's talk about game of the week. All right, Aaron beat me. All right, so he beat me. So now I have to beat him next time and have more points than him. So we'll see. Yeah, right. Anyway, so Brian, what is your game of the week?
Oh, I guess you're asking the wrong person because I'm going to have to say my game. Obviously, because it was a 0.05 win for now.
0.05. Aaron, is that the least amount of points between the two?
It is. Actually, I went back and checked, and Brian, you have a record currently, assuming stat changes don't mess anything up. 0.05 is the record, and I don't know if that will ever be beaten. That's definitely the game of the week, though.
All right. Yes, I completely agree. Doug, what are your thoughts?
Hands down, that's game of the week until stat changes.
That is true. We are taping a little bit early, but you never know. Stat changes happen in just for us, actually, in about 3 hours. So if for some reason Eric ended up beating Brian, well, I'm sorry, Eric, we did this a little too early. So total game of the week, Aaron goes to.
That's easy. Ty Boardman and Ty Palmer, because Palmer won by 84 points. He destroyed Boardman. Boardman's team didn't even show up. He took shit in his hand, threw it up against the computer and said, there's my lineup.
Brian,
did Boardman even play this week?
Nah, sort of. He was saying
his girl, or did his daughter set his lineup?
Oh, shots fired!
So, are you saying that's the total game of the week?
Absolutely.
Doug, do you agree?
I do not. I'm going to go with Kevin versus Dave.
Ah,
that was my second one.
Yeah,
and there was a winning score that it was the third lowest point scored.
Oh man,
that's just sad.
That is. Yep. So is having a 0.52 for your points. But yeah, I'll agree with Doug on this one. I do believe that was the total game of the week. But Aaron, who got passwordless tacoed?
That's Hoofter. He was up by 40 points going into Monday night. He was like, oh yeah, I got this in the bag. And then Carlos Hyde just tore Hoofter a new one. And one. So I'm going to say that Hoofter got password is taco.
Brian, your thoughts?
I agree. Because I was a big underdog, actually.
Were you?
I was until the games played.
I was actually trying to find out when you picked them up.
Picked two of them. Carlos Hyde. He's my second pick, fourth pick.
He was your fourth pick?
I think.
And I really wanted him. I thought he was going to have a good
He was your third pick, actually.
Oh.
And then you picked up Doug Martin.
Okay, my bad. It was the other way around.
Still, that's not bad. That's your third pick. I would have never thought to pick him up either. That's the weird part. But yeah, he kicked butt. Doug, who got passed for his tacoed?
Hooter did, because no one should lose to Brian's team.
And I will agree. I think we're all in agreement on this. Brian beat Eric by 0.05. I just think it would be funny if stat corrections made it so it was 0.01. I don't know why, but I would just laugh.
Never had a tie.
That could be possible.
And we never will. We'll never have a tie. Possible.
4 yards added to somebody's stats.
That is true.
But... No, that would be 0.4.
A half a yard.
Yeah, so half a yard. So let's talk about the 1-0 teams. Now, we all had divisional matchups this week. So, of course, your top two teams are 1-0 and your two bottom teams are 0-1. Which of the 1-0 teams will win their division, Doug?
Well, do you want to talk about the week two games first, Andy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped over that. My bad. So let's talk about week number two. We have the Daves going against each other, and they're both 1-0. So we're going to have a 2-0 Dave and a 1-1 Dave. We have Aaron versus Eric, Doug versus Kevin, Ty P versus myself, Brian versus Jose, Joe, you ass. And then we have Oberg versus Tybo. You guys suck. So Oberg versus Tybo are the battle of the 0-1s. And yeah, so this should be an interesting week. So, Brian, what is your game of the week?
Oh, this one's good. The typical bottom two teams, Oberg and Tybo.
That's your game of the week?
Yeah. Counts as toilet bowl too.
Wow.
I'm gonna say the Daves are the game of the week. It's the 1-0s going at it. The winner is gonna win the division at that point as well. So I think that's the biggest game of the week.
All right, Brian?
I just said.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Doug?
Yeah, I have to agree with Aaron, though. You got a divisional game where both teams are 1-0, so this will give a predominant number one in that league.
I bet Dave wins.
I bet Dave wins, too. One of the Daves. All right, so what is going to be the total game of the week, Aaron?
Oberg and Tybo, 0-1s.
All right, Brian.
Not even close.
Brian?
Oh, I didn't even, yeah, okay, I was still laughing. I agree. I agree. Because Tybo, Boardman won't even score 150. And then.
well, that will probably be the toilet bowl for that reason of both of them scoring less than 200 points. I'm actually going to go with my game being the toilet bowl game of the week because I'm going to destroy Kevin.
I see.
It's not even going to be funny.
So it's not going to be three fingers. It's going to be the full fist.
Double fisting.
Doug
is a 40 point favorite right now. So.
Oh, wow. So, Doug, who's most likely to get passed for his hot code?
Let's go with Oberg.
All right.
Because it would be sad if he lost to Boardman.
Aaron, your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Brian. Because Brian, who squeaked the luckiest win of his career easily, he's going to go up against Joe. He's like, oh, this is a cakewalk for me. This is a bye week. He's going to rest players. And then Joe's going to put up like 300 points and then do nothing the rest of the year.
And so Aaron, who is it?
Who's what?
Who's going to get past Rotaco?
He just said.
I just said. Brian,
thank you for listening.
Andy, do you listen to yourself when you talk?
I don't really listen
to
myself.
Himself.
Exactly. So who's next? Brian, you're next. I'm sorry. Who's likely to get?
It's me.
Yeah,
it's me.
You?
Because it's supposed to be a bye week. Doug just had his bye week early, and we'll have it again.
You know. I'm going to throw a weird one out here. I'm going to say Doug is going to get passed for his taco.
Yeah, that's like voting against me in the pick'em.
Hey, I went one and five. All right, let's just do that.
Andy, are you going to vote for Doug this week or against him?
I think I voted for him. Let me pull this one up.
I think somebody voted against me.
Is this Kevin's first year of going under 500?
Oh, I hope so.
I picked Doug.
Make me happier than to really rub it in his face.
Actually, I picked the favorites all of them. I picked Aaron to lose. Right. I picked Hoofter to go inside of Aaron, explore, and then come out with my class ring.
I don't even know what to say to that, but
I picked Boober to lose, but everything else is a favorite.
I actually surprisingly picked Andy to win, although I probably shouldn't. But yeah, mine and Hoofter's game, that could be a close one depending on how our teams do. The Daves actually could have a pretty good one too. So, you know, there'll be a couple of good games this week.
All right, so now let's move on to KSL news. Which of the 1-0 teams will win their division, Doug?
Me.
You're going to win your division? All right.
I'm going to win my division because, see, this is going to be really funny. When Joe upsets Brian, then I'll be the only undefeated team in my division.
So yeah, so we have the Daves are 1-0 in their division. Myself and Ty Palmer, Doug and Brian, who we have on right now. Those are the 1-0 teams. The Daves are going at it. So they're going to have a clear winner for week three. That doesn't mean that they're going to win the division, but they'll have a clear winner. Myself and Palmer, we're going up against 0-1 teams. I have a tougher matchup, of course. I mean, Palmer basically has a bye week this week. So Palmer might take the division there against a really weak team. So, and then we got Doug and Brian. So Brian, what do you think? Do you think you're going to take down Joe?
Well, it's supposed to be a bye week, and I'm not sure Doug knows how to manage a winning team. He hasn't had a winning team in a while.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I have to take that one because he's right.
Here's what's going to be interesting. I hope both of you guys win. You know why? Next week, week three, Brian and Doug.
Oh, really?
Two 2-0 teams going at it. For the clear division at that point in time.
You know what will happen then? Because I'll have a winning record, and I don't know how to play with a winning record. We'll both choke and score 150.
Well, and
no, the problem is we're going to go like 5-0 or 4-1, and I'll be 5-0. And since we'll be so bad on the waiver wire, we're going to end up losing the rest of the games of the year because we have nobody left.
Well, and what'll be very interesting too is that for Brian, you have a second divisional game this week. And so, you know, theoretically, you could be 2-0 in your division. Doug is actually outside of his division this week. So going into it, Brian, you could start off the season 3 divisional games, 3-0, which would really be helpful for later on down the stretch.
So it's not going to happen because I'll get my number one pick for week 3.
Let's look at current projections.
Current projections, Doug's got a 14-point lead on you.
And that's without my best player.
And 8-5 as a record.
Oh.
For the total.
Oh, you're looking at current projections for the whole year?
Yes.
Yeah, it says that I'm going to go 7-6. I think that's a stretch. And Aaron's going to go 10-3, which is really a stretch.
I don't see you going 7-6. And my guess is more like 5-8.
It's changed a lot since draft.
It really has. Although I'm going to go 8-5, but yet be 6-0 in my division.
Interesting.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And
so
it's going 12-1.
Wow.
Who?
Yeah, they have Pate going 12-1, being 5-1 in his
and
division.
Everyone making the playoffs. Wow.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
I don't see that.
Now let's talk about survival and pick'ems. Who's out for survival so far, Aaron?
Just Dave Pate, actually.
All right, Dave, who do you pick?
Seahawks.
He picked the Seahawks.
I don't know why you would. I think he just threw a pick up there, probably, because there's no reason you would ever pick, you know. I mean, I don't know. I guess it was St. Louis, so I could see that potentially, but I don't know.
I don't, because they even upset him last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a safe pick. So.
All right, so Brian, what is your lock in survival this week?
This week, I think I have the Patriots for now, because they play Jacksonville.
Oh. No, they don't.
Oh.
No, they play someone else.
Miami plays Jacksonville.
Then who does... Who do I have?
It's New England versus Baltimore, I believe.
Buffalo.
Or Buffalo, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I would not pick New England.
I have New Orleans.
That's who I have
as well. That's who I have as well.
That's a sweep on that one.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
All right.
Not good.
I'm going to have to pick the Bears.
I know. Now I'm thinking about changing that.
Picking the Bears.
One person change it.
Yeah.
One person change it. Yeah, so how deep are we going to go into survival this year, gentlemen?
2 weeks, because everybody picked New Orleans.
So Aaron, I got a question for you without you looking. Who went the longest in survival, and what? How many weeks?
So without looking, so when we were in my fantasy league for the 2 years, we could keep going for as long as possible, even if you were the only one going, which was awesome. And I really wish Yahoo would do that.
Yeah.
Doug has the record there. And I'm going to say week 13.
How do you know this? That's correct.
Am I right?
Yes. He picked. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He went to week 14. And then he picked.
I lost in week 14.
He lost in 15. He picked Cleveland to win.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So,
well, that's still pretty good to be back. I knew that he went really
now,
far.
Now, who is this? Now, you were the second person. How far did you go?
Huh?
In that year. in that year?
Do you know? I was second.
No, that week. Yeah. So that year in 2008,
that I went so long
that Doug went that 14 year, weeks.
I got second place. Is what
right.
I'm saying.
So what?
I didn't know that actually. My guess, if I were to throw it out, I'd say like week six,
five. You went made yeah. five, and then you lost on six. So.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I typically for survival, I would be willing to bet that I'm consistently out, like within a first few weeks. Like I always go out early. So. I just pulled it up here. Let's see. Actually, 2013, Andy, you went week eight. And then 2014, week seven was Doug, Kevin Smith, and Dave Nanigay.
Ah.
Who has the most survival wins?
Right now, that would be you, Doug.
That would be
one,
right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have yes. one.
Yes, yes, you
so
do.
I.
Everybody technically has one.
Yep.
Even the person who didn't pick has one.
Yep.
Yep.
So do you?
No, didn't we all go out week two?
No, yep, we all.
Week two.
Yeah,
everyone.
Yeah.
Literally everyone.
No, I thought everyone went out week one.
That person didn't pick that week. That's right.
Yep. Ochi didn't pick, and he's a part of it. Andy, why don't we talk about pick'ems? What's going on with pick'ems?
Yeah,
all right.
Going on
so here's
pick'em.
What happened. I fucked up. We'll just leave it at that. All right. I for some reason put you spread, and I don't remember why. Or how I did that, but now we're betting against the spread. So it's going to be, is your team going to cover the spread? And it's complete crap. It's my fault. I've already made notes of what's getting changed next year. And this is one of them. We are not using spreads. But so basically, let's say in this case, it's Kansas City versus Denver. Right now, is Kansas City going to cover the 3 points? If you think they are, then you click Kansas City. If you don't think they're going to cover the 3 points, then you pick Denver. That's how it works.
Or it's a push because sometimes they both get it.
Correct.
Like they covered. It's exactly on the spread at 7 points. Like I think the New England game was.
Yes, New England was a push. So yeah. So I'm sorry about that. I have changed to what I'm making next year. That's one of them. I'm not happy about it. We made a second league. If you want to join it, you can. It's just for shits and giggles. It's not going to mean anything, but you can just do it so we can pick. But, yeah, so that's the problem. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But for some reason, New Orleans is supposed to cover 10 points, which I think is hilarious because they're not.
Oh, actually, you know what? That's good to know. Because that's the thing. Like, with these major blowout games, for that one, I think I'm going to pick Tampa Bay.
Well, they did lose by a lot last week.
Yeah, like, and I, Indianapolis and the Jets. I think I might pick the Jets for that one.
Because they're a 7-point favorite.
Yeah. I mean, that's a.
Indy is.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said.
You want me to give it to you, big boy? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting the podcast.
Andy, I'm sorry. Here, let me do it. I want to thank Andy for hosting and editing the show. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, fuck Andy. Off.
Brian, can you thank Andy?
Thank you.
I want to give it up for Hoofter for losing by 0.05. I'm sorry. That
Are you
was
gonna give it up.
Well, no,
you're give it up
now,
to Hoofter.
Actually, no. Brian's supposed to give it up. He's supposed to get a hand jibber, and then
would you bottom for Hoofter, Andy?
What?
Huh?
No, you are the weak bottom. Everyone knows that. You just take it. Ann gets out the dildo and
Andy, would you bottom for Hoofter? I just want to know.
What? I wouldn't do
you
anything.
You're gonna give it up to him?
No, I want to give it up because he lost by.
Oh
points.
Yeah, you do.
Never
see,
mind.
You want to, see, he just said he's
assholes.
Gonna give it up to. Oof.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, I like Hoofter too. I don't know if I would give it up for Hoofter. I. He doesn't seem like he'd be a gentle lover. But I'm gonna just throw that up. He seems like he would pull my hair, you know, and I'm not into that stuff anymore.
Anymore. Last week you were.
The number one score for week one is seventh in power rankings.
And he's forced to be seventh in power rankings because, well, that's what happens. And that's how the cookie crumbles, right?
Yep.
All right.
I think you, by the way, Andy,
mm-hmm.
You have to refer to me, Hoofter, and Oberg now as Hall of Famers.
Why is that?
Because all three of us were inducted to the KHS Hall of Fame. The Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. So it was... Wait, so Ober was...
I am now the Hall of Famer of this league.
All right. Was Ulrich back for that, or was it just you and Hoofter?
Just Eric and I were there. Okay. Ulrich did get his name announced, though, so.
Did we'll everyone say, official. Did you yell, he sucks at fantasy football?
I took his plaque for him, and then I took a crap on it. and we're mailing it to him. What?
Did he boo or like yell, John Cena sucks?
John Ulrich, yeah. Yeah, you should have booed. You should have been like, John Ulrich, boo! Who is that?
John Ulrich.
I should. He took
Eric.
Money that
yeah. Eric, what were you doing? It was Hoofter who booed.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't defend himself. But he's going to be like, I hate these guys. I'm going to come on the podcast.
Literally, he's going to come in your butt on the podcast. Yes. You're going to give it up to him.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. All right. Anyway, so let's end it. Do you guys have anything else you want to say, Aaron?
I beat you.
Fuck you. Brian?
2-0.
Doug?
3-0.
There you go.
Yep, nice. And that's all. And I'll just say right now, I am going to say I'm a lock this week. So just go ahead and pick me. So anyways, so for Doug Hahn, Brian Sheet, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
That's Hall of Famer Doug Hahn.
I'm sorry. Hall of Famer Doug Hahn. And Hall of Famer Eric Van Hefty and Hall of Famer Johnny Ulrich.
Yeah.
All right.
Week 4 is when I get my bye week against Kevin.
I do love that his two, is his two receivers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, his running back and his receiver are out against me.
Yep.
Oh, man, Doug. Week 4. You're projected to lose by 42 points.
Yeah, that's probably because I have a lot of buys.
And it's not just 42 points, but it's 42 points against Boardman.
Ouch.
That's all right, because whatever they're projecting for him, that's not even funny. Yeah, they're not, he's not going to get that. So